this bitch peed in our chair. She definitely peed in the chair. And we're like checking in with each other. We're like, listen, hand to God, if it's one of us, you have to say right now. Because once we say, like, you peed in the chair, like, it's, right. it's on.
There's no going back.
She said, what?
How could they do something like that?
Are you serious?
What a thirsty MF-er.
Not good. She's absolutely dead to me.
That's because she died.
I'm Sterling Mulberry.
And I'm Blair Payton. And welcome to
Bad Behavior,
a morally questionable podcast
where two unqualified friends,
two unhinged comedians,
determine once and for all what is good
and what is bad.
Hello, and welcome to Bad Behavior. I'm Blair Payton.
And I'm Sterling Mulberry. In each episode of the podcast, a comedian shares a morally questionable story, and we decide if they were in the right or the wrong.
So, Sterling, I want to talk about something I'm very excited about. And I want to spread awareness.
Is this going to be a new food, an Instagram ad?
Well, awareness is the first key, especially if it's something that is limited edition, because I think we all need to rally together so this stays permanent.
I'm going to guess.
Okay.
It is Dunkin' Donuts.
No.
Has a...
Nope.
Okay. I'm guessing it's... Dr. Pepper.
Okay,
has...
this is all superficial. It could be something deeper.
But isn't limited edition kind of giving product?
Okay, you're right. It isn't deep, but I just wanted to prove a point that I
okay,
failed
I'm
at.
Sorry. I'm sorry. What should we be running to the stores to buy right now, Blair?
It is Oreos.
Uh-huh.
It's a collaboration because we love it when companies work together. You know, it shows community. And they are working with Sour Patch Kids, and they have Sour Patch Kids Oreos.
These. Are they good?
Mama.
Really?
They are delicious. Now, I know it sounds weird, seems like a weird combination, but it works.
Really?
The marriage is correct.
A sour and savory marries?
It's not so sour. It's kind of a fruity pebble-esque in a cookie.
Okay.
That's my America.
Thank God.
So anyways, I just want to say that everyone should go buy this cookie because I want it to be a permanent addition.
You love corporate America. You love big business.
Is that bad?
You asked that with such earnestness. No, no, it's fine. It's just so funny because I think Oreo is probably doing like amazing. Okay, well, wow. What big news from your week?
Well, because I want to say this, and this is something else that is troubling, is a few years ago, they had a pina colada Oreo that I never got to try. And it was limited edition, and then it went away.
Oh.
And that is unfair.
Sure.
And I don't want people to go through what I went through.
That's really messed up, dude. I'm so sorry
Thank
that you.
You
had to endure that. Speaking of pina coladas, you never believe what I made this week. A pina colada. Let me tell you this. They weren't that good.
How did you do it?
I made a watery pina colada. I was so disappointed in myself. I had made them last summer and they were a triumph, and I was missing frozen pineapple to blend, and I was just doing pineapple juice.
I have a recommendation. As a professional cook in no way, shape, or form,
sure.
There is, I think it's Bailey's. They have like their pouches of pina coladas that you buy and you put them in the freezer. And then when you're ready to drink them, you just let them thaw and have a party.
What if I go to this party? Everyone's sipping. Oh my God, these are really good, Sterling. Where'd you get the recipe? Wow, you're really good at making drinks. I have to go like this. I didn't make them. They're actually just pouches from the store.
Then everyone How says, good of friends are these?
Then they say this. You're a loser. They're screaming. They're throwing eggs at my head. They're like, get out of here. Get out
of
here.
So not great friends is what I'm hearing.
I just made my roommate's birthday cake this past weekend, so I have to like keep it up. You know?
Sure, I understand
Gotta
that.
Improve. One last little note.
Yeah.
My roommate shaved our dog DIY style. Talk about something you should be buying from the store.
What? Why? Was she bored?
We're just trying to save a penny in this house, you know?
Sure.
And,
okay.
She looks like the Barbie that's like messed up Barbie or whatever.
Weird Barbie?
Yeah. Chunks. Literally, we had this birthday for her and everyone's like, oh yeah, she looks pretty old because she looks like sickly now because chunks of hair are missing.
Oh.
But it's like, no, she just got a botched job.
Can you get like a wig, like a body wig?
We were going to get her a shirt because we were like,
or a shirt?
This is
that
like
might be easier.
Really bad.
And I bet she hates you guys right now.
She's not happy, but the good thing is she has so many cataracts in her eyes, she can't even see that she got giant chunks taken out.
But she can probably feel the excessive breeze on her body. She was like, I haven't felt
she's
this before.
She's so hot. She's always so hot. So I think she's grateful, but she doesn't know how bad she looks right now.
Well, hopefully she's not near shot. because she hears that.
Yeah, it's true. She's going to march right
out of
there.
She's like, I need to have a word. I know what's up.
Now, we're going to go on an amazing journey today because we have an incredible comedian on our podcast. Now, I just want to say this. You're going to listen to this episode. You're going to say, Sterling, you sound normal in the opening and very sick during the episode.
That's and true.
Yes, this was day 3 of my COVID-19 part 2 journey. And now I'm healed, but you guys will have to hear me. And I'm sorry.
You don't sound that bad.
Really?
Well, you don't sound great, but I... But
recording it, I was like, my brain not functioning. I was like, I was trying to like hack up a lung in the corner, you know, not good. But
don't worry, that got edited out.
Oh, okay.
So you're safe. Good. No one will ever know about
it. It's just, here's what I always say. Podcasting is the most important thing you can do in life.
Amen.
And even if you have day 3 COVID-19, girl, set up that microphone.
Yeah.
The hordes are waiting to hear you talk. Well, you guys, we have such a special treat today because we have the absolutely hilarious comedian and writer and co-host of the podcast, Go Touch Grass. Please welcome Elise Morales. Well, Elise, thank you so much for coming on the podcast today.
So excited to be here.
Okay, so we were talking before the show and we were talking about astrology.
Yeah, because Elise, you have, I want to say, at least 2 books, unless I'm missing one out, that are on astrology topics.
Mm-hmm. So I have one that's out that's called Zodiac Connections, and it's all just like little cute, funny lists that'll be like dream vacation and like one for each of the signs or whatever. And then the next one that's super fun that is out on October. It's either out on Halloween or like the day before Halloween. It's Halloween adjacent. And it's called Stuff Your Astrologer Didn't Tell You. And it's like a snarky one. Mm. Where it's like, Taurus, you're boring and you need to get out of a rut. I'm a Taurus and I literally hurt my own feelings writing the Taurus chapter of the book. And then I was like, damn.
But it was a moment of self-reflection.
It was. I was like, I do need to like get out of certain situations. Like, I can't just be so deep in my habits that I never change anything. This book is right. Go me.
Have you been following your own advice since then? Has it been a period of growth?
I would say that I had one major moment of following my own advice where I like left a job I had been at for a really long time. And decision was influenced by a lot of things, but I'm not going to say it wasn't partially because I wrote all that stuff about Tauruses in my own book. And I was like, well, I can't be like doing this.
You should have put that in your exit interview. I did this because X, Y, and Z.
I did this because I needed to fight against my Taurus tendencies and actually embrace my Aquarius moon.
Exactly.
Oh. What is kind of like your journey getting into astrology? How much like do you know? What are you like kind of into tuning into?
Because we're going to test your knowledge.
Yeah.
Okay. Quiz the hell out of you.
Please don't. Okay, so I was always like lightly into it. Like I just like, I don't know. If I see a thing that has horoscopes in it, I'm looking at my horoscope. And I always knew like what my sign was. And I do feel very Taurus-y. So that I've always like, whatever. And then Millie, my podcast co-host, and I always say that we like, we don't live on planet woo-woo, but like we maybe have like a lake house there.
Sure.
Like I will go to planet woo and hang out and vacation there for sure. So I was always a little into it. And then I started doing horoscopes, just writing them for different websites. Mm-hmm. And so that's when I kind of started to get even more into it. And then like, as I learned more, I was writing more astrology related articles and stuff. And this is also when it started to become more like popular in the culture to do astrology stuff.
Yeah.
And then this publisher, Quarto, reached out to me because I was doing all these horoscopes to write this astrology book because they had the idea and they needed someone to do the copy for it. Then I started getting even more into it. And now I have an app on my phone that tells me what the moon is doing every day.
What's the app? Say the app. Say her name.
The app is called Moon X.
Okay.
And I think it might be entirely AI.
Okay. Okay.
The podcast version of it is absolutely AI. But I guess like AI can tell me where the moon is. right?
That might be the bad behavior, but we'll gloss over that.
Yeah, I'm like, am I okay for using this AI moon app? But it does tell me every day what the moon is doing and how I should live my life in relation to said moon.
Well, I want to ask you this. Based on what little you've heard of us speak, can you identify our signs?
I'm worried my personality is not my regular personality, though. But imagine if I had a regular personality, because I'm sick.
But that's even a better test.
I'm going to try to be like what I think my sun personality would be.
Are you a Libra?
No, I'm a Leo. I'm a Leo, but close.
Okay, that would have been my other, because it's like, the reason I went Libra is because Libras are very like pretty and appearance focused, and they like things that are beautiful and that look very beautiful. And so I was getting like little doll energy. And so that's why I said Libra. But I do understand it working for Leo as well. Blair?
Yes.
This one's a hard... His is very hard to guess, I find, because I don't know that much about this one, to be honest.
Let's see.
Let's see what you got.
I have...
Let's put your book knowledge to the ultimate test.
Let's see. I'm going to get both wrong is the thing, but it's fine. It's fine. The book isn't about me guessing your signs. Okay. I'm between two. Blair, I'm going to guess Virgo or Capricorn.
Wow. Okay. You're correct.
What's so funny is I'm a Capricorn and I'm dating a Virgo.
Oh my God. Okay. So I was like, I got Capricorn first, but I was like, it could be Virgo. It could be Virgo. Just because I feel like you've been being very, you've been being emotionally direct how many minutes have we been recording?
12.
You've been incredibly emotionally direct in this 12 minutes.
You know what? I'm going to say therapy has been working.
Wow. Yeah, there you go. Amazing.
There you go.
Thank you. Thank you.
So you have your podcast, obviously, Go Touch Grass. It's all about internet trends. Yes. And Blair and I were just talking about this right before the podcast. You wrote an article about the trad wife phenomenon for Jezebel.
Yes.
And I want to know, okay, do you think they're still coming on their way in, or do you think they're on their way out?
Well, and for clarification for my dad who's listening, can you explain what a trad wife is?
Okay, so trad wives in the internet sense are women online who basically make content that kind of glorifies this like stay at home mom aesthetic, but with like a millennial social media-y twist. Like there's one called Ballerina Farm.
Yeah, I know that girl. She's
more like homesteader aesthetic too, because she's got a farm, and she does not like espouse a belief or a viewpoint or anything. She just kind of like shows her life, shows herself making stuff from scratch, kind of gives off this idyllic image of like, wouldn't it be nice if you also lived on a farm in Utah and had 8 kids and could only make bread?
Join our cult.
Join us. She's Mormon. A lot of them are Mormon.
Okay.
But what she has going on behind the scenes is her husband is the heir to JetBlue.
No.
So,
what?
Like, yeah, it's really easy to be at home making bread and have 8 kids and all of this like bespoke vintage shit when your husband is Mr. JetBlue.
Well, and we've heard bad things about a particular flight on JetBlue.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Recently, we had a guest on our podcast, and she's talking about an actual accursed flight from Burbank to JFK that's on JetBlue.
That sounds horrible. I have major flight anxiety. The stuff that's been going on with these planes lately. I told my husband, I was like, if we're ever on a flight where anything, like the door flies off or anything goes wrong of that nature, I'm like, literally, I'm giving you permission right now. You have to punch me in the back of the head. I have to be knocked out. I must go unconscious. I cannot, for the safety of everyone, for the emotional safety of everyone on that plane, I cannot be awake while I'm on a plane where the door's off.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
So, Elise, we have a game we play on this podcast called Heaven or Hell.
Okay.
And this is a game we're going to be presenting some various scenarios for you. And you're going to decide if these scenarios are heaven, hell, or if you're kind of indifferent purgatory. Now, you have your podcast that you co-host called Go Touch Grass. So these are going to be some different scenarios in which I guess you, as you're hosting the podcast, you are telling your listeners, go outside, go touch grass. We'll be on the internet for you. But these scenarios... we're saying, what if you are out in the grass? How do you feel about these?
Okay. So I've left the house. Amazing. Okay.
You're getting out of the house. Okay.
Okay. I'm in the headspace.
Your friend asks you to go to the dog park to get a hit of dopamine looking at dogs.
Without a dog of your own. Like, you both are not bringing dogs.
We're going without dogs. Hell.
Okay.
Dog parks are very high tension spaces for me. A dog either needs to be so visibly immediately cute, or I have to personally know the dog. I'm not someone who's just fawning over all dogs that I see.
Yeah.
And
I'm a total dog slut.
Are you?
I will see one, and I am. I have dog fever lately.
Really? I didn't know that.
Well,
I do the automatic face of, like, by myself. Like, I'll catch myself sticking that bottom lip out, and I'm like, oh, can I pet your baby? Yeah, and I'll do baby talk. Yeah, it's gross.
I will say that since getting a dog myself, I do notice more dogs, and like my heart is open to more dogs in a bigger way, but I am still not 100% that interested in dogs that are unknown to me, unless they're very, very cute and very, very fluffy or wearing like little shoes.
Oh my God, I saw one wearing shoes.
Oh my God.
I love when they're wearing little shoes.
I saw one walking across. It was this morning. I went to get coffee and they were walking across and they had shoes on.
Wow. Wow. You guys have dog fever.
Yeah.
I feel like when I was in New York, one of my coworkers, she would be like on our lunch break, she'd be like, hey, do you want to go to the dog park and just look? And then I'd be like, I feel like people are going to think we're perverts. Like, I feel like it's the same as like going to a playground. I'm like, everyone's like, so who's yours? And we're like, we don't have one. We're just staring. Anyway, so that just made me think of that. Okay. Number two, beep, beep, toot, toot. It's your family outside in an RV taking you on a surprise cross-country road trip through America's national parks. Somehow they've gotten that RV onto New York City streets. Surprise, RV trip, family, national parks. How do you feel?
Okay, actually, I'm going to lean towards heaven. My family
Oh, amazing.
I am bumping up against being stuck in the RV together. I think that's tough, but... my family is pretty chill and they're good travelers. And we were actually going to go to some national parks this year, but we ended up not getting it together to travel. So my hope is that the RV, we're going to drive to a cool location where we will then get like an Airbnb or some such thing. Mm. No, because my mom is kind of fancy. So I don't feel that, I feel like if she's showing up with a vacation in hand, it's probably a good one.
Okay.
Now, can I ask, with the national parks, as someone who has... been out in nature, not a lot. What is the appeal of just going to a park and just looking at nature?
Okay, here's the thing. The national parks, they've been chosen for a reason. And when you actually, so like my husband and I did a road trip for our honeymoon, like through the Southwest, and we went to the Grand Canyon and I had never seen it. And you think, you've seen pictures of it, right?
Yeah.
Grand Canyon, you can imagine it. When literally my husband and I, and we're not like huge nature people. We're not hiking all the time. We're not like in awe of the glory and beauty of the earth all the time. Okay, we're fucking normal.
Yeah, speak your truth. I love that.
But when we laid eyes on the Grand Canyon, both of us burst into tears. It was the most beautiful thing I've ever seen in my life. It is so awe-inspiring and crazy, like jaw-droppingly, insanely beautiful, beyond comprehension, that I think that's what the other national parks are bringing to the table. Like when you actually see those fucking big ass redwood trees, you're like, ah! Or when you see the glaciers in Glacier Park, I think they've got to have glaciers there. You're like, ah! Or like, I think they truly, my Grand Canyon experience showed me that this ain't just your regular forest.
Yeah. Okay. Blair, you've never been to a national park?
I don't think so. I've been to local parks and they were subpar. Yeah.
Whoa.
It's definitely
There's so many.
Wait, does Central Park count as a national park? It's known around the nation.
No. National parks are famously, you have to have a pass to get in that is $80 or so. So I think you would know if you've paid.
I think the thing with national parks is that it's like undisturbed land. And Central Park
has a lot of rats.
Is disturbed.
Yeah, it's disturbed.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Let's go to the next one. Your crush invites you on a group whitewater rafting trip where you're likely to share a tent as long as you survive the whitewater rafting.
Oh. Heaven. I think that's fun. I like a whitewater. I haven't been whitewater rafting in many years, but I remember liking it.
Okay.
And I love spending time with my crush.
Now, how would your husband feel about that?
You know, I think that he would understand that the situation was offering a lot.
Okay. Sure. He would be more accommodating. I love that.
Yeah. But he better not go anywhere with his crush.
No. This is a one-way street.
No.
He's not being asked this question. No. I would be terrified because I cannot swim. So it is definitely a death mission for me.
That would change things a lot.
That would really be something to do for love. I feel like the scary thing with this is like it could be like fun, sexy, flirtatious, but also it could be like, oh, you haven't taken a shower. Oh, you're sharing a tent to pee in the middle of the night.
So are you ready to pee near your crush is what we're asking. It's a big commitment.
Near? Sure. I will say I don't love camping. So that's tough for me in the situation. I do think if I got this invitation, I would be excited to go, but I don't love camping. I get really bitten up by bugs. Bugs really love to bite me, and I'm allergic to the bug bites. And then there is a potential for it to go in a very unsexy direction.
So wait, hopefully your crush would know this, because if he's doing that, it seems a little malicious. So then that's something you got to think about.
Yeah, I guess that's true. It's like, how close am I to this crush? Because it doesn't seem like he knows me super well if this is what he's inviting me to.
So I'm going to say don't go.
Whoa, this scenario has taken a full turn.
I mean, maybe
it's just advice.
Maybe I could just go to the whitewater rafting and then I'll be like, I actually got an Airbnb.
Oh, I like it.
In case anybody wants to come.
Perfect. Okay, next one. You are laying in the grass with your lover and you look up to see that a plane in the sky has written, "Will you marry me?"
See, that's hell to me. That to me would show me that my lover has not learned anything about me. And that's not acceptable because he's not just my crush. He's my lover.
Yeah.
And he should know that I perform on stage so that is the outlet in which I make a spectacle of myself. And when I'm out in public and out and about, I do not want a spectacle to be made of me. And I don't want everybody looking at me saying, "What's she going to say? Oh my God, this plane is talking to her. Why is it doing that?"
This plane is talking to her.
This plane has a message for her. What's going on? I don't want that. So I really would not like that. And also, again, I'm afraid of planes. So seeing a plane looping around up there, that scares me too. So it would show me that my lover did not know me. Also, I'm pretty allergic to grass. So this entire
thing
is really just dedicated to him. In a major way, and it's like he's not really thinking about me at all.
These suitors are really not looking out for your best interests.
No,
you might be
not
in danger.
They're not planning things with me in mind.
I'm like, he hates your guts. I'm like, whoa. Yeah.
Exactly. I'm like, just break up with me, loser. Just end it.
Okay, and our last one.
Okay.
Your neighbor invites you to a community gardening day where your task will be to remove, I do not know this word, is it aphids?
Aphids.
From plants.
Oh, that's going to be a hell and it's going to be a no. I do like gardening, but I'm not little bugs. I can't. Again, they like if I get bit, I get all allergic. There are other gardening tasks I'll happily do, but removing aphids is not going to be one of those.
I want to see what that looks like.
It's not that cute. They're just little bugs that are on things. I mean, that would be so rude of your community garden the first time you come to volunteer. They're like, oh, you get the nastiest.
Yeah, that's no way to get the community popping.
That is no way to get the community popping off and getting to know each other.
Those are gross. Well, what I want to know is how would you kill them? Would you like pick them off with your hand?
So normally I feel like the way you get rid of aphids is that you release a bunch of ladybugs in your garden, which is actually lovely. So I'm like, so why do you even have me doing this when you could do this awesome thing and have a bunch of ladybugs in here?
I'm telling you, you're surrounded by, it sounds like, dumb people and poor lovers.
Yeah, it's really too bad, but I am excited to go on this road trip with my family.
Yeah, that is going to be amazing.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
So, Elise, we've come to the portion of the podcast where you have a story in which it's hard to tell if you're in the right or the wrong, that Blair and I will help kind of decipher and decide if you exhibited good or bad behavior.
Okay. So, it took me a while to think. I was like, do I want to even get into this? Do I even want to drudge this back up into the world? But years ago, when I was in my like early 20s, think like 23, 24, I lived in this very early 20s apartment in Bushwick. And the rent was really cheap, but it was constantly falling apart. Our landlords were very insane. When we moved in, we realized they had not finished renovating the apartment. Like, it was a new renovation, and we got there and there was like sawdust on everything, and like some of the drawers weren't put in and stuff. And we were like, hey, like the apartment's not done and we're moving in. And they're like, oh, oops. Like, and just like that was the vibe the entire time I was living there. And this apartment, the way it was like situated, was there were three bedrooms on the first floor, and then there was a basement apartment, and that basement apartment was constantly flooding. Rats got into the basement apartment. It was because, again, like they did not finish renovating it before we moved in. So like there were major structural problems with the apartment. But that room wasn't actually the issue. There was a middle room on the top floor that was so small and had no window and was so like fucked up that basically there were three of us who lived in the apartment all the time. We lived there for like 6 years together. But that middle apartment, we were constantly having to rent out to new people. We literally had to create an email address for the Craigslist posts to show this apartment, because anyone who was a normal person that we would want to live with moved out of that room immediately because it was so tiny and, again, had no window and was so, like, it could only fit like a tiny loft bed. Like, it wasn't like you couldn't stay sane living in that room.
Yeah.
But and anyone who did want to stay was some kind of a lunatic, and we would have to ask them to leave. So this was kind of, this is the story of kind of the one big time that we had to ask someone to leave. And I also want to say that, like, it sucked because the apartment was priced in such a way that like we had to rent that room out. We couldn't like eat the cost of the rent that was supposed to go to that room, even though like literally it was an illegal room. And when I would post about it in like Facebook housing groups, people would just yell at me and be like, this isn't a real room. And I'm like, I don't know, I didn't build the apartment. Like, I'm sorry. We can't afford to not rent out this room. I understand it sucks. I don't know why it's like this. It wasn't finished. So we get this one Craigslist roommate and she moves in and just immediately like it's not a connection. The vibes are off. She's always trying to get me to read her play called Vampire Sex, which this is a long play and I don't want to read it. And then we start just having like a bunch of weird interactions with her. Nothing bad, nothing explosive, but she's doing strange things and she's bringing down the vibes of the apartment. Like she's super duper messy. She comes home like super late at night, which again, we're like 23, 24, so whatever. But she'll come home and like leave like her shoes and underwear all over the bathroom and like leave food out, all of this stuff. She's like super messy. And then, but also is always making all these comments to us being like, I'm just a clean freak. Like I love cleaning. And it's like really that. Weird because we're like, okay, we're not experiencing that. And she do odd. And it would be weird because like she would do things where she would go like, where's the broom? I really want to get to sweeping. I love cleaning and sweeping. Like, and then we're like, it's in the broom closet. And she'd be like, okay. And then she'd go and like get the broom and take it and kind of go to her room and like walk around, but never sweep.
Okay.
And then put it back. And we're like, but you didn't sweep anything. Yeah. And then one time me and my roommate were cleaning and she came out and she was like, I'm gonna help you clean. And instead she just laid on the carpet the entire time and talked to us about, oh God, she always was going on about some guy or this or that. Like there was just like the social connection was not there. And then also she's like, I'm gonna help you clean. And then instead just like was like, nah, 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 the end while we cleaned.
Okay.
We get to this point where the three of us are like, this girl hasn't done anything. We just don't like her. Like, we just don't enjoy being around her. And we kind of just think her personality sucks. But, like, she pays the rent and she hasn't done anything bad to us. But we ultimately did decide to be like, hey, we want you to move out. Basically just based on vibes. And we gave her... So we gave her 2 months. We didn't do just 30 days. We did give her 2 months. I was also so chicken shit at this time. I was definitely wrong for this one that I didn't go to the conversation. I couldn't handle it. I was too nervous to tell her that we didn't want to live with her. So my other two roommates handled it and I walked around the block, which is crazy. And then I came back after it was done and I was like, did she freak out? And they were like, yeah, she was really sad. Yeah, we kind of had to tell this girl like, hey, you have to move out just because like we don't like your vibe and we find you annoying. I think I wasn't there. I think they couched it in nicer terms than that. I do want to say this wasn't a situation where like she was going to become like unhoused as a result of this. Like she was gainfully employed. We were giving her 2 months. But I did always feel bad that it's like she didn't really do anything other than like be weird about the broom and like try to make me read her weird play. And so I wanted to get your opinion on that. And then I want to tell you the actual climax of this story because it's really, really crazy because you do have to remember that we did have to live with her for 2 months after this.
Okay. Oh, interesting. Interesting. Okay.
Okay. How much of an age difference was it between your group and this crazy girl?
We were all the same age.
Same age. Okay.
We were all in our early 20s, I would say.
Okay. And so was like your names on the lease, but this room was a sublet?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So this room was like constantly being rented out on like a month to month basis. Like we never really made anyone like, yeah, there was like no paperwork involved in this room, really.
Did you meet with the girl beforehand and do like a little interview?
We did, but if I'm remembering correctly, it was like we really had to get someone into the room. It was kind of like go time. We were having I'm trying to remember who was even in the room before her. I think the person before her kind of like left on a dime, which was like the negative side of that having no paperwork for that room is like sometimes people will be like, I actually got a new place. I'm out. And then we're like, okay. So I think it was kind of one of those situations where the person before her was like, I'm out. Bye. Because again, the room would make anyone completely like anyone who was sane that moved into the room would need to move out. So like, I think we were kind of in this situation, if I remember correctly, part of the story was that we did not vet her as much as we normally vetted people to like talk to them. We were just kind of like, we need someone in the room. She seems fine. She was kind of like theater adjacent. So we were like, okay, whatever. A bunch of us are comedians. She's theater adjacent. It's fine. We didn't realize it was like vampire sex play. But...
Now, do you know if this play went anywhere?
I actually don't know. I don't know what the fate of vampire sex was.
Is it a possibility that it was Twilight?
I think it could have been based on, I think it could have been fan fiction.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Could have been fan fiction. It would have been amazing. I was like, and her name was Stephanie Meyer, and she was fucking weird. This weird Mormon girl moved into our apartment, and she acted strange.
How long was this girl living in your apartment before you guys made the verdict to boot her?
Max 3 months.
3 months. And so the main kind of like things she was doing was like the weird sweeping, the kind of being messy and leaving her clothes everywhere. Because was like the cleanliness the main thing or like were you guys?
No, the main thing was the bad vibes. The main thing was that we had all lived in this apartment for a really long time. And even though we kind of had this rotating fourth person, things were always really good between like us, the three main roommates, the fourth person. We were kind of used to them always being like making themselves a little scarce because the room was so shitty. And it was usually someone who was like, I'm just got to New York. I have a crazy, like we had like a chef in there who like was not. So we were kind of used to a person who was never around. And then she was around and she also sucked. And so we were like, we can't hang out in the common areas of the house anymore because she's bringing down the vibe with all her chitter chatter.
Was she like negative in her vibe?
Yeah, was her chitter chatter that bad? Like what was the
She was passive aggressive. That I remember.
That's annoying.
And honestly, she was just fucking annoying. She was just really fucking annoying. And I do think that it's like maybe we could have had a conversation with her, but I do feel like the conversation would have kind of been like, hey, so we don't really like you, but we do want to give you the opportunity to change it.
To make us like you.
You could make us like you. We think your personality sucks and you're like weird and rude and like sick, kind of like off shit to us. She was very, and I don't want to sound like prudish, but she was very sexual, hence vampire sex.
Yeah.
In a way where I'm like, we're not like, I don't know why you're always like talking about this with me. We don't know each other that well. And like,
right. Gosh, I'm mostly being like, gosh, I really hope I was never like an annoying roommate.
No, be the star of your story.
I mean, I never lived anywhere that people were coming in and out of so often, but definitely like a cast of characters. Like I feel like it was that thing where like depending on like, oh, like feeling comfortable being in the living, like in the communal spaces or not, and like the vibes really changing. I remember I had like 24 hours once to find like two roommates to sign this lease so I could stay. And it was like, I either have to hire movers in 24 hours or I have my place I live. And so sometimes you just like have to get someone in quick and you're like, you know, talking with someone for 5 or 10 minutes is so hard to be like, well, do you shower weird? Like it's, you just don't even know. Yeah. There's only so much information until you kind of like live with someone to be like, okay. So I feel like not giving, I don't know, quote unquote, the due diligence of like maybe checking her out more, like that just happens. I feel like that's kind of like how much can you do? And even if you like run whatever reports or whatever, like it's not going to give you that much information.
Yeah, but it's not going to be like, report, annoying.
Report? You know what? I'm going to be controversial with this one, I think. I think I'm leaning, unfortunately, bad behavior on this one.
Ooh.
Honestly, it's terrible to live with a bad roommate. That's very annoying. I think the places maybe we could have done a little bit better is maybe having that pre-conversation about like the messiness and kind of just like, it's hard to say like, could you change your personality? That's maybe not a conversation you can have. Or it could have been like, hey, we kind of don't like to discuss XYZ topics, but how do you say that? I don't know.
Yeah.
But I don't know if there's any like, I guess the more just like home rules is an easier one. But I think, I guess my bad behavior really stems from like, this room seems like uninhabitable. Like that seems like it would either drive someone crazy or as you said, have a crazy person live there. So I'm almost saying, well, is this not what we're going to get? We're going to get someone who's a little bit wild. I think if you had maybe had that conversation with them beforehand, but also, I don't know. I think I just lean, I think I lean a tiny bit bad, but mostly I would hate to be kicked out of a sublet, but
yeah,
it happens to the best of us.
You know, it's interesting because I too have had my fair share of roommates and they have been eclectic.
Mm-hmm.
But fortunately we were in a big enough space to where like if they were hogging the main room, I would just kind of go away. But I do get very chatty and I would try to engage with the person and just get to know them a little better. And if I found something funny, I'd be like, oh, this is something I can make fun of with other people. It's a bonding mm-hmm. moment, you know, finding their bad habits and just having a good old girl talk about it. So I will say, yeah, I think I'm leaning bad because one,
it's okay. I can take
you
it.
You didn't say at the meeting. You were like, girls, you got
no,
it.
I didn't even go. I said, I have undiagnosed serious anxiety. I can't even go to the meeting.
Yeah. And when you said you weren't going to the meeting, how did your friends react to that?
So I think that they privately side-eyed it, but were just like, whatever. I think that they were dealing with so much because now they were going to have to lead this meeting that they were like, whatever. One of the friends was a social worker. So she was like actually very well equipped to do this meeting.
Oh, okay.
And then, yeah, my friend Ian, who was like my really long-term roommate who lived in that basement that flooded all the time and was horrible, he was also better suited to the conversation. I felt like she and I had a more antagonistic relationship because I never read the play. And she was...
the play, in case you're just tuning in, as if this is radio, is Vampire Sex.
Yeah, and she would like leave it on the table and on the counter and be like, have you... Like, she was constantly asking me about it. And then it started to get to a weird passive-aggressive place between the two of us. And so I was... That was causing me a lot of anxiety going into the conversation. But I should have gone to the meeting. I shouldn't have just walked around the block. I was home. I was walking around.
What if you had read it and loved it?
Could have happened.
Yeah.
Could have happened. I didn't like the imposition. It was very big, long play.
Well, and something else to think about is like, you are keenly aware that this room is causing people to be crazy.
Yeah.
So you knew this person, whether they were delightful on the phone, you knew going in that eventually
they would be taken in by the room.
Yeah. And so I think there should have been a little more investigation into that. Maybe one of you guys should have stayed in the room yourself.
Wow, that's so true. We never lived that life. We never said, what are these people experiencing who are living in this shitty room?
Yeah, what if you had swapped rooms and maybe she would have been a different person?
Wow.
Yeah.
That's so true.
Unfortunately, I'm going to say bad behavior.
Okay. Do you guys want to hear how the story...
I know we'll be regretting it. We're setting ourselves up for regret.
That we were onto something. You might find... I have a little bit of extenuating information that we did not know at the time.
Okay, please share.
So we had to live in the apartment now for 2 months with her after. And she's pissed. Pissed. And she's like letting us know that she's pissed by now like chatting off. Angry stares, stomping around the apartment on for like 2 full months. And we're just like, oh my God, like the vibes have gotten so much more rancid. Like this is fucking horrible. This is crazy. Like, why did we say 2 months? Why did we do this? Like, this is crazy. So then it's coming up on the week that she is supposed to move out. And I wake up. And it's at this point, I'm working at an after school program. So I don't have to like get up and go to work until the afternoon. So I'm my two roommates, the other two consistent roommates, they both have like regular 9 to 5. So they're out in the morning. But me and the girl are in the apartment in the afternoons because I can't. She worked in a theater or something. So I wake up and the group text for the house group chat is there's a lot of messages, which is not a good situation. So because it's not the text with just the three of us, it's the text with all four. So I'm like, OK, this is not good. So I open it and the first text is my roommate, the social worker, being like, hey, not sure like exactly what happened. But when I got up this morning, there seems to be pee in the dining room chair.
Oh, God.
Like in a fabric chair.
So it's one of those like IKEA, like
bucket
kind of plastic white chairs. So it's very, very clear. Like when a liquid.
It's a pool of pee.
Yeah. It's a pool of pee okay. in this chair.
Okay.
I'm literally going to send a picture of it to you both.
Oh my God.
Oh.
Wow.
My God.
That it's is giving, chair, okay, right? It's giving very, very white chair, very yellow pee.
Like, puddle of dehydrated, white. Someone has pissed in this chair. So
it's actually, like, so giving pee in a way that it's almost like, is that not pee? Like, is it someone who's making it look so like pee?
Like, it's, I mean, it's crazy. So that's the text that I received from her, is the, okay. this picture, and it's like, hey, something's up with the chair. Whoa. So then there's more text from my roommate God. Ian, who was downstairs, and he's like, yeah, I went upstairs and looked at the chair, like, definitely not good, like, what's up with the chair? So now I see this, and I'm like, okay, this is the craziest shit I've ever seen in my life, like, oh I have to go God. Investigate myself, maybe there's some other explanation.
Yeah.
So I go out, I see the pee in the chair. My whole body says, this is pee. As a yeah. human being, human to human, it's my body is saying, this is pee in the chair.
Yeah.
So now the three of us go to the separate three of us chat and we're like, this bitch peed in our chair. She definitely peed in the chair. And we're like checking in with each other. We're like, listen, hand to God, if it's one of us, you have to say right now. Because once we say, like, you peed in the chair, like, it's, right. it's on.
There's no going
now.
Back.
Like, we can't go back from, like, it's you.
Yeah.
So we're all like, you know, everyone's like, no, it wasn't us. We didn't pee in the chair. She definitely peed in the chair. So then it goes to the regular text and we're like, hey, X name, when you get this, like, can you let us know what's up with the chair, basically? So, remember, I'm in the apartment. She's in the room, too. She's in the apartment. I go back into my room to send this text that's like, hey, you need to, like, take ownership for the chair situation. I hear her banging around in her room. She's clearly frantically putting all of her clothes on. She gets up. I hear her, the door to her room slam. She runs out our front door. I hear her just like exit the apartment as quickly as possible. And then 10 minutes later, we get a text in the chat that's like, I'm at work and I've been at work. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Oh my God.
Doesn't return to the apartment again for a week and a half until uh-huh. it's time for her to move out. She brings 20 friends with her to move out, presumably so that we don't say anything about the chair.
Oh no, I would have mentioned the chair.
We just were like, bye girl, we cleaned the chair. We had to clean the chair. And yeah, that was the last I ever saw of her.
How did you clean the chair? Because that was like, that's a lot.
It was a lot. So we poured the pee into a trash can.
But how did she leave the apartment for a week and like didn't come back for a week and a half? Like
she did not come back once after the chair. She also sent a gif of someone walking away like with their butt out.
Oh.
Like this. And that was the last we saw of her until she came back with her 20 friends to move out. She pissed in our chair and then left.
Did any one of you think like, we'll just piss in her bed? You know,
revenge pee. Honestly, I think that we were like, game recognizes game.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh,
we asked okay. you to leave and you pissed. And I also think that we were feeling like assholes for having asked her to leave just based on being annoying. That the fact that she gave us this gift of having peed in the chair, we were kind of like, okay, well, we at least feel vindicated because you do have it within you to revenge piss on like our stuff. And so we did see something that needed to be removed from the apartment. Even if we didn't have concrete, you peed in our chair yet, we saw in you the potential to pee in our chair. And that's what we acted on.
Well, I will say the consideration was there because it was a bucket chair. So it's not like she could have peed on a couch or on the floor.
Yeah, no, it's true. It was easier of a clean.
She marked it.
She marked it.
Her territory.
Well, Blair, does this change anything? Does this change your verdict at all?
You know, kind of, because you trusted your instincts.
I think my holdup is ultimately the room, right? It's just like this room really seems like it could drive anyone crazy. And again, you guys were like, hey, we need somebody to go in this room. You're going to go crazy. You could start peeing places.
Again, it's like, is it her or is it the room?
I think in a best case scenario, we would have really taken it to the top. And we would have gone to the landlord and said, hey, you guys need to make this room a room in which people don't go insane.
Yeah.
And that could have been a
or
best
lower
case.
Our rent. They would have done neither. They would have just kicked us out and then tried to rent the room out to other people.
Yeah, but... no, of course, of course, of course. I think, you know, I think she was really just a crazy little girl. And
crazy little girly.
A crazy little girly. but I think it taught you a good lesson with, you know, communication, how to trust your gut instincts. So I think I'm going to stay... I think I'm going to stay with bad behavior today, even though it was definitely the right decision.
I respect it.
You know what? I agree because, like, who's to say what I would have done if I was living in that room, you know? The confusion, the manic energy.
You could have been pooping.
I could have pooped in that chair.
It could have been poop. That's so true.
It could have been poop.
It could have been poop.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Elise, you've been deemed bad behavior. So we have a little punishment for you today.
Okay.
That you'll read out loud.
You guys, I'm sorry. What I did was bad, and I'm going to take some time away to reflect on my actions. I'm going to be taking a break from social media to think and listen about how my actions affect others. I'll be posting daily about how I'm doing on my social media break, so be sure to follow me on TikTok, Instagram, Instagram Threads, X, and YouTube, and we can go on this self-discovery journey together. Namaste.
Beautiful.
Wow, thank you. Yes.
Well, Elise, before we wrap up today, can you tell listeners where they can follow, find you, if there's any upcoming things you'd like to plug?
Absolutely. You can follow me on Instagram at Pandalise, on TikTok at Elise Navidad. That's Elise with an A, so it's A-L-I-S-E. And upcoming things, well, I have the book that I mentioned, which comes out Halloween time. And then I am bringing my live show, The Roast of Your Teenage Self, back to Littlefield. It's going to be July 26th at 7:30, I believe. If you follow me on social, you'll find all of that information. But yeah, comedians come on and show pictures. That's my dog. Comedians come on and show pictures of themselves as a teenager and then roast their teenage self. And it's really, really fun.
And that's our show. Thanks so much for listening today.
We absolutely hate to do this. We hate it.
But it would mean the world to us if you can subscribe to the podcast wherever you get podcasts, rate and review.
Follow us at Bad Behavior NYC on Instagram and TikTok. Thanks again for listening.
And remember, whatever your moral status, we are always here to judge.
Bye. Bye.
Do you think that was good?
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.